Pamela Clare began her writing career as a columnist and investigative reporter and eventually became the editor-in-chief of two different newspapers. She is the author of historical romance and contemporary romantic suspense novels, including the McKinnon's Rangers trilogy, the Kenley Blakewell family trilogy, and the I-Team series. Welcome, Pamela Clare.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Now, before we talk about the books, can you give us a bit of background on how you moved from journalism to romance novels?
Well, I had always wanted to write fiction. I read a lot as a child, and I knew already by the age of 9 or 10 that I wanted to write books. But, you know, I was told over and over that nobody makes money writing books, and you have to have a job if you want to get ahead in life. And so I was a single mom, and indeed I did need a job, so I knew I could work really well in writing, so I just applied for a job at a newspaper without any previous experience and kind of magically got hired, and I took it very seriously. It really ignited something inside me working as a reporter. I truly felt that I was in a position to help people who were voiceless, to correct wrongs and to expose wrongdoing, And I just went into it with everything I have and was very successful as a reporter. Someone recently said about me, and I think he was right, that I have a very thin skin for injustice. And so it really provided me an opportunity to do things that I never would have been able to do in any other profession. And I also had experiences, both positive and negative, that I wouldn't have had in any other profession, from, you know, staying in jail as a bogus felony arrest just to see what that was like, to traveling to Indian reservations, bottle feeding tigers, just this whole array of extreme sort of fun, adrenaline-fueled experiences. But I never really let go of that dream of writing fiction. So I started writing my first novel in secret, and finished it over a period of 7 years, and it was eventually published in 2003 as Sweet Release, which is the first book in the Kenley Blakewell series. And I found writing books to be a lot more difficult, a lot more challenging than writing news stories, but I absolutely loved it. And so for about 10 years, I was doing both, writing books on deadline for New York publishing houses and working as the editor-in-chief of the newspaper. And as you can imagine, that was pretty hectic and, you know, kind of rough. And then last year, at the end of 2011, I left journalism to write full-time. And, you know, journalism is a career that I cherished. I took it very seriously, and I'm grateful to have had that chance. But writing fiction is my dream. And I don't know, I feel like it involves every part of me, my mind and my soul. And so I'm really grateful to be able to take that journalism experience also and to work it into some of my books.
Was your dream always to write romance novels?
You know, I don't know what I thought I would write back when I was 9 or 10. I was reading Dostoevsky at like the age of 10, and I found it all really depressing. And I read my first romance novel when I was 15, and I thought, oh my gosh, this is so much better. It has a happy ending. And that's the thing I love about romantic fiction is the happy ending. And I decided at that point, and I was 14 or 15, and I had read The Flame and the Flower by Kathleen Woodworth, and I loved it. And I thought, okay, this is what I want to write. And so I guess you could say, yes, it has been my dream to write romance for a long time. And some of my journalism colleagues would rib me about that. But, you know, there's so many rotten things that happen in the world, and I had a front row seat for many of them, including the Columbine Massacre. And so the happy ending goes a long way, I think, in healing people and giving them some escape from the stresses of daily life, and I feel really good about doing that.
Interesting. Now, the I-Team series is available on audio from Tantor, and it's narrated by Kaleo Griffith. Who are the main characters in the series, and what's been happening over the course of, as you say, five books?
Well, the main characters are the I-Team itself, the investigative team. That's what I-Team stands for. And they're a team of high caliber investigative reporters, not just reporters that, you know, write stories that you see in the paper, but specifically investigative reporters. That's kind of a specialized skill in terms of reporting. And they include from the first book, Kara McMillan, and then Tessa Novak in the second book, and Sophie Alton in Unlawful Contact, and Kat James in Naked Edge, Natalie Benoit in Breaking Point. They're all the I-Team members, and the men that they meet are men who come into their lives as a result of investigations they're working on. So in Extreme Exposure, that would be Reese Sheridan, Julian D'Arcangelo in Hard Evidence, and Mark Hunter in Unlawful Contact, which just came out, which I'm listening to, and then Gabe Rossiter, a park ranger in Naked Edge, and Zach McBride in Breaking Point. And there are secondary characters who repeat through the story, like the editor, Tom Trent, who is a mix of a good and bad person. He's kind of a jerk, but he's someone my readers either love or love to hate. And I have to remind them sometimes, I was the editor-in-chief. I'm Tom. Because they just think of me as, you know, as a reporter. But and other characters at the paper, and the police chief, Irving, and they all kind of evolved together through a series of very serious investigations that put the heroines and the heroes in mortal danger. I've listened to both Extreme Exposure and Hard Evidence and just loved them. And so I could hardly stand the wait to Unlawful Contact. I'm about halfway through it now, and I just find myself walking around with a big smile on my face, even in the scary scenes, because I'm just loving what Kaleo Griffith does with the narration, with the voicing. I don't know how somebody does what he does, but, you know, the ability to create different voices and to be consistent with them and to, like, see the different story moments and character moments in the story and really bring them to life and bring them out. He's done a fantastic job of that. And my readers absolutely love him. They have coined a phrase for a new syndrome that seems to affect I-Team readers and listeners disproportionately, and that's obsessive Kaleo disorder, or OKD. And there are a number of OKD sufferers in the I-Team Facebook group, and the only thing that helps them out is the next fix. So they're all very happy right now, popping in and updating, like, where they are in Unlawful Contact, and it's tons of fun to share that experience of listening to the stories with them.
Thank you, Pamela Clare, author of the I-Team series, available on audio from Tantor Media. Thank you, Pamela.
Thank you.